Well, good morning. It's Friday, September the 25th, 2015. It's 6:20 a.m. I got out very close to 6 o'clock this morning. I was highly cognizant of the time. I'm going to get the kid going this morning, pretty much as soon as I get back. Yesterday was a sick day. I wasn't... pretty much everybody in the house was sick. It started with my daughter, who apparently ate something that didn't agree with her. And I was up around 3, playing the porcelain game. Which kind of put the end to the night for me, and then made me queasy because I couldn't help but think, what was it, something I ate too? I got up with a headache. I just wasn't right yesterday. I'm still perhaps not right, but I got up, I got moving, I'm moving out. I got to get 25th, I got to get this book moving. I got a new start. I like the new start, but I've got to the, you know, I'm like 500 words in and I've got to a scene break. It's like, what? What am I breaking the scene here? And why, you know, it's like, I can't think of what comes next. Which makes me think that this, you know, as much as I like it, there's a problem with it. And there are, I think there is a problem with it. I think it doesn't spend enough time setting the scene. I think it doesn't have enough time for us to get to know these characters before stuff starts happening. Bing, bing, bing. It's like one of those, you know, if you don't know what happens next, a man walks through the door with a gun ideas. And it's like, no, that's, you know, toss in a body. And that's what that's actually what it is. I've tossed in 2 bodies, and I don't, it's not the right story. And they just sort of appeared. There's no reason for them to appear. There's no rationale for them to appear. There's no, I guess the bottom line is that there's no reason for them to be there. And without a reason, I don't have a response. Now, theoretically, Zoya and Natalia know something about why they're there. And while I may not have a response, they might. But it still feels very rushed. It still feels very forced. So I think I need to backtrack a little bit and fix that. Let's see, today is Friday, it's a standard day, so kid goes to school at 8. I've got to go back and pick her up at 12:30, so I have a nice block of time here this morning. The guys came and mowed my lawn yesterday, so I don't have to worry about mowing the lawn. It looks neatly trimmed. I don't have to mess with it. I can get back into it. The Facebook group has gone over 250 members. I'm a little surprised. John Ward keeps egging me on to writing these little vignettes. Traveler's Guide to Toehold Space is now on solarclipper.com. It's in the sidebar. Now he's after 13 Tales of Terror from the Deep Dark. It's like, no, I'm not going to write short stories. I know he's doing it just to troll me. I know he's doing it just to get the response. The problem with that is that, well, he knows he's trolling me, and I know he's trolling me. Everybody else in the group thinks, oh, wow, that would be so cool. No, no, it wouldn't. I'm sorry, but no, it wouldn't. Hey, I don't write horror. I don't write paranormal. Shaman's Tales, I mean. I write fantasy, but I don't write horror. I don't read horror, so I don't write horror. So, you know, 13 horror stories isn't something that's going to happen. Just not feeling it. So, yeah. Good morning. The head of this guy with his poodle. It's a standard poodle. It's a big dog. You're so used to seeing toy poodles, miniature poodles. When you see a full standard poodle, it's a little bit... What the hell? But yeah, they're big dogs. Zip my coat. I was really cold when I started out, but I've warmed up. It's because I've been chugging right along here this morning, trying to get some heat going, and making sure I get back in time to wake the kid, in time to feed her. She's going to want bacon this morning. I just know she's going to want bacon this morning. Leave a little extra time because it takes some time to make bacon, more than the 4 minutes it takes to make an omelet. Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, I don't write short stories. I don't particularly write horror, although the Hidalgo, in a certain sense, the Hidalgo is horror. The idea that I might open that up to other writers to write, no. It's not the first time that, in fact, it's not even the first time this year that somebody suggested, oh, well, you need to have a shared world. And honestly, I don't know why I'm so reticent to go down that path. I think maybe because it feels kind of bad-like. Like, I'm not going to open up the Golden Age to kindle worlds. That's just not happening. And part of it is because I have so many people who want to write stories that are not the right story. We've been having a long discussion for a couple days now about rebelling against the CPJCT. And there are so many people who think, oh, well, yes, that would be a wonderful opportunity for conflict. And it completely ignores the reality of the universe that I've built, which is basically built on profit, laziness, and self-interest, which I think are, the in addition to ignorance and stupidity, probably the defining characteristics of humans moving forward. And the reason that Ishmael works is because he's neither ignorant nor stupid. He's not particularly lazy. So, by contrast, he stands out in this universe filled with people who are really only in it for themselves. And he is really, really only in it for himself. But he defines that differently than everybody else in the universe. I was going to ding myself for a red day yesterday, but I spent almost all day working on the conversion for From Ashes Born, so that when I get the cover art, I'll be able to pull the trigger very quickly. The mock-up that I did was actually, I like it a lot. And the problem is I can't use the artwork because it's a it's a screen capture from EVE Online. I can't really use pictures taken in world for the cover of a book. That wouldn't be kosher. Monk post. Although I suppose if I asked permission, then all I could say is no. It would just take time for those permissions to come through. I also don't want to mess up and have people think that this is a story about Eve when it's not. So yeah, yesterday I spent pretty much all day working on that conversion. And largely because as I was going through, I did the conversion and I brought it up into the Kindle previewer to get a Mobi compiled. I had to clean up some errors, some style sheet errors that were generating warnings and somewhat problematic in places. So I went through and cleaned them all up. And that worked pretty well. But then I started reading, and I've forgotten. I get sucked into the story like I've forgotten that I wrote it or what's coming next, and I just am dragged forward with the words. Which I think is pretty cool that I'm able to look at it and read it as if this is not something that I wrote. But I'm pleased with the way it lays on the page. I'm pleased with the way it unfolds. It's a very laid back book. It's a very Ishmael book. It's very, in a lot of ways, very introspective. But it has to be because of the action in the story. What has to happen in the story is that Ishmael needs to start to heal. He needs to recognize that, A, he needs to heal, and he does recognize that. He's not one of these, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. He's not one of those people. But what does that look like? How does that feel like? What is that, from the inside, what does that look like? Because Ishmael's story is very much from the inside looking out. And what does the story look like from that perspective? So, getting back together with Pip. Some nods to previous ships and captains and people and stuff. But it's really, it's a very contained story and not the story that I expected I was going to write, but apparently the one that I needed to write, so I'm really pleased with it. But yesterday while I was feeling kind of I did the mechanical conversion to put it into proper XML for Sigil, and then did a little bit of fine-tuning and tweaking on the text. There are places where it's like, okay, this is good, but I need to. I mean, it's little stuff like changing articles from A to the and from the to A. Occasionally flipping words around, finding better words. I use tang a lot, and while I'm sure the astronauts love it, it's it's an unusual word, so using it too many times makes it stand out. Good morning. Chugging along in his sweats. Completely oblivious. So, what am I reading? I'm reading, I'm back into John Bowers again. The Fighter Queen series that I read last year was really quite good. I enjoyed it a great deal. And while I was looking through some of the recommendations, some of the things that Amazon recommends to me make me go, what? And I think in part it's because of books that I get from like BookBub or BookGorilla, that you know, I don't really get the sample, so I have to take the whole book. And I get about 4 pages in and I go, no, 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 and toss them. In some cases, I don't even get 4 pages in. It's just, no. And the second paragraph, bye. So long, hasta la vista, baby. And then I get recommendations based on those books. And the recommendations are just as horrible as the original book. So, yeah, I've been going through and adjusting not interested and don't use this for the basis of a recommendation. But John Bowers, what is it? UF, F as in Foxtrot or Federation Marshall. I'm reading it's Asteroid Station or something now. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Mining permafrost. Sun's coming up. It's a good sign. It's bright enough in the sky now that I've lost Venus, and I think it's Jupiter. Up in the eastern sky before the sun got up. I can still see Jupiter, or if that's Jupiter. I'm pretty sure it's Jupiter. It's the wrong color for Saturn. I could be wrong. It happens with a degree of regularity that's somewhat distressing. I'd have to look at an ephemeris to actually tell for sure. But yeah. Some astronomical beauty this morning with most of the sky washed out with the pre-dawn light. Just a few very sharp pinpoints. I think one of them actually shows up in the photograph this morning. The one that I believe is Venus. Good morning. There are times when I think, geez, it would probably be more advantageous for me to jog. And my knees say, dude, you're having trouble just walking. Stick with what you can do. For those of you who missed it earlier, I am all in with Amazon. It's going to be about a 6-month trial to see if it actually pays off. So far, the results are, to call them disappointing would be an understatement. They're actually a little bit scary, but it's only been a couple of days. This is going to take a bit of time to get settled and reestablished. And I've got a new book coming out, so that'll make a really, really big difference. Anyway, here I am at the back gate on my newly shorn lawn, and it's that point in the walk where I say, tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.